Hi, Alex. How are you?
Hi, Chase. I'm good. How are you?
You had a good week?
Yeah, it's been a good week. I think I've developed hay fever this year.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah, I've never had it before.
Serious?
But I've just had a stuffy nose for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, hay fever. Me, yeah, don't get along.
Do you have hay fever then?
Yeah. It's not like my eyes and that go weird, my nose. Yeah, just all the normal.
Yeah.
So, what you been up to?
Not a lot, really. Just the usual sessions. Been doing our art. We just finished one of our artists.
Oh, nice, nice.
And then we're moving on. Sorry, my brain's a bit mushy today.
No, take your time.
And I was literally asked and I was like, what have I done this week? I don't remember.
Take your time.
What about you? What have you been doing this week?
Monday, what did I do Monday?
Were you here Monday?
Yeah. I don't know what I've done Monday.
Neither of us can remember what we've done this week.
It's Friday, give us a break.
Great content.
Yeah, fantastic.
All right. Well,
what's on the agenda today?
Well, yeah, we'll move on swiftly.
Yeah.
So today I thought we could talk about our favourite comedic TV shows.
Okay, cool.
So, like Friday Night Dinner.
Oh, that's good.
I think that's so good because we were talking earlier about the difference with like the older ones and the more modern ones. And just talking about how I really like The Inbetweeners, but you're not a fan.
Nah, I don't find it funny.
Oh, I think it's hilarious. Mm. And I still do as a 36-year-old woman.
I mean, fair enough. That's, you know, we all like different things. And I don't like, I do not like The Inbetweeners.
No, but I feel like you're more of a fan of like classic old school comedy.
Oh, yeah. That's actually funny.
Did you ever watch One Foot in the Grave with Victor Meldrew? I don't believe it.
I've never actually watched that one, but I've watched like on the buses and stuff like that. Yeah. Only Fools and Horses and
all the
great ones.
I feel like they're the ones that come out at Christmas.
Yeah.
All the reruns.
Oh yeah, they're brilliant.
Can't be Only Fools and Horses Christmas special.
Oh yeah, fantastic.
And the Royal Family. I used to love their Christmas specials as well.
See, I haven't watched that.
Oh, that's a classic. That is good.
Yeah.
But I think like growing up, that's what our family was like.
Yeah.
So it was very reminiscent and we watched it when we were younger as well.
See, mine was more like the Joe McHale show. I'm joking. I love my family.
Shameless. Did you ever watch Shameless?
Yes.
That was my dad's side of the family.
This is all England. Okay, that's what Frank Gallagher used to say in the intro.
Yeah, that was my dad all over. Sorry, I'm just having a drink, guys.
Oh, well.
What about... Oh, I'm trying to think of like all the lists that I watch when it's like top comedy from the 70s and the 80s. Oh, we got the Carry On films, obviously. Oh,
I've got the whole box out of that.
I've got
all of them, yeah.
Apparently, that's one of the most valuable DVD box sets in Britain. If you've got the box set of like all the films.
Yeah, I've got every single one of them.
Worth a lot of money.
I'm not selling it, so it's brilliant. They are honestly, because they don't take it serious.
Yeah.
It's just my sense of humour.
Yeah.
Like I say the most ridiculous things. Yeah. Huh. It's brilliant.
I do like them. I haven't actually watched one. I used to watch them quite a lot with my granddad. And I haven't actually watched one in years, but I did enjoy them.
The best one is Carry On Camping.
Oh, I like Carry On Up the Khyber.
Yeah.
But Carry On Camping is a classic.
Yes.
What about MASH? Did you ever watch MASH?
Nah.
I've got the DVD box set of that. I think it's terrible.
What's it about?
I think it's an American one, and it was just about like an army camp during World War II.
Oh, yes.
It's a bit like Dad's Army, but American, I think. That might be completely wrong.
I've heard of it, yeah. I've seen it advertised like on BBC iPlayer like, in the archives and stuff.
Yeah.
Where it has M and then a symbol and then...
Yes, yeah. I mean, that's considered to be like a big classic comedy show.
What else? Some mothers do have them. Oh, that's brilliant.
I don't think I've ever watched that.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
I used to like Keeping Up Appearances.
Yeah, that reminds me of my nan.
That was good.
Yeah. She pretends to be all posh. You
know?
Richard.
when we have people come round for like dinner or something, can I clean the house? I always get called Hyacinth Bouquet. All right, Hyacinth. Oh, part of my headphone fell off. I'm sorry.
If that was Michael Jackson, his nose would have came off.
You know, that one. It was unexpected.
Yes.
Right, we have had some jokes sent in by our listeners. I'm going to read a couple. You can read. Can you read my writing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, do you want to start off?
I mean, this one.
I mean,
let's just see how it goes.
Yeah, give him a go.
I would not use this personally, but I'll give it a go. Why did the chicken not cross the road?
Why?
Because it was scared.
Okay. I mean, that's very literal, but that can be quite funny, can't it?
Yeah.
What you say, why did the chicken cross the road, and people are expecting some ridiculous answer, and it's like, oh, because he was scared. It's very, like, deadpan little comedy. Who was that from?
Josh Holmes.
Oh, Josh. Thanks for that one, Josh.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's move on to the next one.
Please. Sorry, Josh. Sorry, Josh.
Well, we'll have to challenge Josh to come up with another one.
That was a bit harsh. I do apologise, Josh. What's white and black? No, what's white, black and red all over?
Oh, I know this one.
It's a newspaper.
It's a newspaper.
I don't know why I said it like that.
And that was from Chris.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I've got one from Jess.
Okay.
Did you hear about the fight outside the chip shop?
I heard... No, I'm not going to ruin it.
Oh, you know, two fish got battered.
Oh, lovely. Nice.
I think that's quite a good one. I like the punny ones.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And I've got one from Luke, which his delivery of this was great, but it might be a bit confusing. Have you heard about the guy who built the time machine?
No.
He finished building it yesterday, but he won't be using it until last week.
That's clever, to be fair. That is clever.
And his delivery of it was great. So I think that's probably a good one from Luke.
That is clever, to be fair. That is.
That's the best one we've had this week.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
That is quite good. So I reckon that's the best one we've heard.
Oh, we'll tell him that.
No, it is.
We'll make him listen.
You will listen to this.
I've mixed all my papers up. Can you hear me?
It's like a little old lady with her papers.
Newsreader. Actually.
Okay.
I've got a couple of puns for you.
Okay.
My grandpa has the heart of a lion and a lifetime ban from the zoo.
Bloody hell, man.
I like that one. Let me see. Oh, this one's a classic. Did you hear about the restaurant on the moon? I heard the food is good, but it had no atmosphere.
Yeah, that's good.
You couldn't see that, but Chase rolled his eyes at me. Like, he was very unimpressed with my jokes.
I rolled him like a gambler.
Yesterday, I accidentally swallowed some food colouring. The doctor says I'm okay. But I feel like I've died a little inside.
I mean, yeah, that's good. It's got potential.
Again, another eye roll. Not happy with that.
Oh, my eyes are hurting after all that.
What do you call an alligator in a vest?
I don't know.
An investigator. I like that one. I'm going to pull that out of pies.
And if you're seeking therapy...
I've got one more. A man sued an airline company after it lost his luggage, Sadly, he lost his case. That's great, Chase. I'm going to have to up my game next week. Bring some better ones.
I mean, they've all got potential. But
very diplomatic. I can see by the look on your face. You're not thinking diplomatic things.
I'm just trying to be nice. So, to anybody who's wrote them, and them other ones, you've done good.
Yeah. And humour's subjective, isn't it? Everybody's, like, finds different things funny.
Because writing jokes is not easy.
Yeah.
But giving birth to one is, because my mum did.
God. Nice. Well, we were talking earlier about difference in humour, weren't we?
Yeah.
Because we were talking about the last one laughing.
Oh, mate, that's brilliant.
And the English one. And have you watched the Australian one?
Nah.
Oh, my God. I'd recommend it because the humour, the contrast is... Australians are insane.
They are.
Like, absolutely insane. There was bums, everything. One guy sat in a paddling pool and... people poured Fanta all over him.
Bloody hell.
It was insane. And I just never realised like how different. Like, they were very physical, slapsticky, very taboo.
Yeah.
Like, inappropriate.
Nah.
We just seemed so, like, polite.
See, I think that's the British.
British. It's very, like, I feel like our humour is very self-deprecating, isn't it?
Yeah, and sophisticated.
Yeah.
We don't like to make a fuss.
No. But I would recommend watching a bit of it because it was mad. I couldn't believe I was watching it.
Because who did you say hosts it?
Rebel Wilson. Oh, she's does brilliant. The hosting.
She's a fantastic comedy actor.
Yeah, but I didn't know any of the comedians on it. But there was one of them. I need to get his name. The guy that actually won it. He was very good.
Yeah. When you get his name, let me know
and then I'll give it
a watch.
Got kind of like. Kind of Richard Iowardi vibes,
yeah,
but not at the same time. I don't know if it's because he's wearing a suit, but some of his mannerisms reminded me of him.
Yeah,
and he was kind of mad, but also a bit calm.
Yeah. Should we talk about the dream episode? Who we would love to see on it?
Oh yes, because they're doing a second season. So yeah. Who do we want to see on the second season?
Who wants to go first? Me.
You.
I'll list mine. Lee Evans.
Yeah.
Alan Carr. Michael McIntyre. Mickey Flanagan. And Ricky Gervais.
Oh. Well, I think Ricky Gervais would be too hoity-toity for it.
So, actually, no. And Peter Kay. So... all comedy giants.
Yeah.
And I'd love to see how that works out.
That would be like a whole nother show. That would be out of this world.
The champions, like, the comedy giants.
Like the biggest.
Yes.
Oh, I think I'd like to see Eddie Izzard. I love Eddie Izzard.
I don't like... Is he a him or a she now?
Do you know what? I don't know. I know he was a he. He was a transvestite, so... He was a he and he dressed in women's clothing. But I don't know how that's changed. I don't know if he's changed his pronouns or what. We'll have to Google that. But I love him. I think his humour's great.
So just to be careful then, I'm going to say I don't like them.
Okay.
They're not my, you know, I don't like that style of comedy.
Oh, no, I do.
Yeah,
good. Nah. So yeah, I'd have Eddie Izzard. I'd have, I want to say Paul O'Grady, but he's no longer with us.
He was good. He was fun.
Yeah. Jack D.
Oh yes, yeah.
Sarah Millican. Yeah, Sarah She's Millican. Good. I love her. All the ones I'm thinking of aren't alive anymore. But Victoria Sarah Wood Millican. Would be great. Sarah Millican is.
Well,
but I'm trying to think of some
a comedy aunt. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. If you ever listen, I doubt it, but if you listen to this, she good.
I like Rose Matafeo.
I've heard the name.
And she's really funny. Lou Sanders, 100% Lou Sanders. Oh, she's already been on it. Now I'm thinking of like who I'd like to have dinner with. You know when you do like your fantasy meal? That's who I'm inviting. I got mixed up. Because she's been on it. I absolutely love Lou Sanders. She's my favourite comedian.
What's that quite skinny one, isn't it? Yeah.
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 So we'd have to wait and see, but I don't think we're going to get like the big, big names. Because they have like their own little... They have like talk shows and their own shows, don't they? Whereas a lot of the... Apart from like Bob Mortimer. Oh, who's the other guy?
See, I reckon Lee Evans should come out of retirement for it.
Because he's not been around for years, is he?
Nah, he retired in like 2015, 16. Because he wanted to spend more time with her wife and daughter.
Oh.
Plus, to be fair, he's made quite a bit of money, so I don't blame him.
Because he did acting as well. He was in Mousehunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Lee, if you're listening, I'm a big fan.
Please come back.
Yeah. Do it for the autism awareness.
Oh, he can't say no to that, can he?
No. Nah, but honestly, Lee, if you do, which I doubt you're going to listen to this, I love your work.
Just to stretch him.
Sorry. Now, wouldn't it be good if he actually reached out after, like, miraculously listening to this?
Yeah, that would be like the dream scenario,
yeah,
wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's an icon.
Mm.
He's brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think. I feel like stand-up used to be so much bigger.
Yes.
But I don't know if it's because I don't really watch it anymore.
No, but back in the day, like if you was a stand-up, like... So in America, I'm not sure if it was like in Britain, but in America, you were seen like a superstar, like up there, like with the Beatles and stuff. It was like top fame, like in Vegas and stuff. But I'm not sure if it was like it, like in London, or just in the UK in general. So I'm not sure.
No, well, I remember like when I was like younger, we always had like stand-up comedy DVDs.
Yeah.
And we'd like sit around as a family and watch. And we always, Pete Kay, Lee Evans, Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
There was someone else, Russell.
Kane, Brand. Oh, yeah. He's, let's not talk about him.
I did used to like Russell Brand and I did watch all of his stand-up. But Russell Kane, no, he's got like blonde hair. He used to be on Mock the Week a lot.
Howard.
Yes, like Russell Howard. Just all I did was watch stand-up, like into my early 20s. But I just feel like people don't really do that anymore.
Oh, I do. I'm obsessed with comedy. I'm obsessed with it. Honestly, cut me in half. I wouldn't bleed. It'll just say joke.
Joke.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Just laughter escapes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I'm screaming in pain. I don't have a clue what the hell I'm on about.
Well, on that note, I think we should wrap it up.
Okay, nice. You got the wrapping paper. I know I've used that before, yeah, but I'd like to say it again.
The wrapping paper.
Lovely.
Ooh, wrapped up.
Good to set it up.
I was meant to fix.
Did that actually sound like sellotape?
Do it again. No, it sounds like you're drinking a slushy.
other drinks are available.
Right, then, so we'll leave it there this week.
Lovely.
And we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening, if you do listen.
Yeah, thank you. And we'll have a good week, guys.
Okay, you too, mate. You too.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.